Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So night two of the draft, that's Andrew Berry with us just moments ago here on The Fan. Hear the entire interview, 92.3 The Fan, the free Odyssey app. I imagine Florio had an ear to that when he was just hearing that, so I'm sure it's going to be out there. We're not going to do Cunning and Hot, by the way, today. We're going to go do that next week. Because
Andrew Berry was coming in hot.
Andrew Berry was coming in hot. I have to react to that. This is going to be very, very difficult. And I think Andrew, when he says that, I think he's telling us that, no, it's very, 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 very unlikely, but he's a guy who's never going to say never. I also think that we kind of have to brace for the impact because, you know, the night two of the draft, when they took Quinshon Judkins, you know, they already had Jerome Ford. And a lot of people are not big fans of Jerome Ford, mostly because he's not Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is a once in a generation running back for a lot of football teams, and he's once in a generation for us. And I know that you hate that term, but I think of a generational running back in every 5 years, and certainly Nick Chubb has been fantastic for this franchise for his career with the Browns. But the night of the draft, I put on social, I'm like, yeah, this is great. I like Quinshon Judkins. I also think I know what this means for Nick Chubb. The reaction was swift and very negative. They've been in contact. Ken, they've been, like, this is not going to go over well. I'm guessing now when Nick Chubb signed somewhere else. I hope it's an if. I hope they bring him back.
But I got
to
say,
I want people to be happy, and I want to be happy, and I like Nick Chubb, but I think we're getting ourselves ready here for the inevitability where it's going to come down that he's signed somewhere else.
My takeaway was obviously, you know, he referenced immediately the two running backs. So basically on draft night, they kind of solidified this. But at the same time, I wonder if Andrew is just kind of gauging the rest of the league and wondering if anybody is going to pick up Nick Chubb right now. We saw notable running backs over the last 5 years that just wait. They don't get picked up because maybe they don't like their situation, and they wait for somebody to get injured. They wait, much like a veteran quarterback might be inclined to do something like that, because he kept saying, you know, maybe later, meaning he doesn't think Nick Chubb is going to get, he thinks there's a chance he might not get picked up, period, to start the year.
Well, I think that you might read between the lines there. That's certainly true. But I also think now, if you're looking at it from a football sense, I didn't see the undrafted free agents, and if there's any, I just saw it. There's a fullback in there, so you got Eli Wilson, who's a fullback. But you know, I look at some of these guys, and I think, all right, you have Ford, you have Sampson, you have Judkins, or Judkins and Sampson in that order. You're going to go, we need training camp reps for them. We know what Nick was able to do, and if we need him, we'll reach out. I think that's kind of what they're thinking. And I wonder if that's, I mean, you had, who was that guy who said, I might have been making things up, which I never have in my entire life. I've got some bad information one time in my life and went with it. But other than that, they got 6 running backs in Chicago, whatever. They got a bunch of running backs in a lot of places. They could all just say, we got a lot of camp hands here. If none of these camp hands can actually get it done, we're going to give them a call. If not, We just ain't going to do it. Going to go younger, knee, foot, the whole thing. That's it. I imagine Nick Chubb will wear an NFL jersey in a regular season game at some point coming up this fall. I just don't know who it's going to be. And it seems, obviously, as he says, increasingly unlikely. It doesn't feel like it's going to be the Browns. I know that they've reached out in the past, but that's the general manager himself. So there you go. 216-474-0092. Are you comfortable with that reality? I'm uncomfortable with the reality. I can accept the reality. It just doesn't make me comfortable with
it. I think part of it is on draft night, I had kind of moved on just mentally. I know that's hard to do for Browns fans, and right now we're seeing it on social media. I mean, Browns fans,
they're not happy.
One guy said, I've been a season ticket holder all these years. Look, it's tough because I think if you just take a step back and kind of look at their situation, I think most people are assuming the Browns are not going to be Super Bowl contenders this year. And the thought is, if you're not going to be a Super Bowl contender, just give us the fans something. Just give us a crumb. Give us something here that we can at least latch onto. And Nick Chubb is an easy thing to latch onto for a fan base that hasn't had a lot of easy things to latch onto.
216-474-0092. Let me get to Ron in Cleveland. Ron, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Ken?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, listen, hear me out, Ken. First of all, you know, Andrew Berry, you know, to me, in my opinion, I mean, he's good. He's very good at what he say. But his job is not to be emotional, he stated. He was very emotional about Myles Garrett. So, I don't know, he contradicted himself on that one. And also, he states that they picked the best player on the board. Where did you have Shedeur Sanders on your board and everybody else's league board? So that was a bunch of bull. And then also about Nick Chubb. Come on, Ken.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. Let's keep going back. Miles, he could have – I don't – what do you mean by emotional?
Well, he had an interview and said, Miles is not going nowhere. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and he's going to retire as a Cleveland Brown. That's emotional in my opinion.
Well, that was, I think, a press conference, and he could afford to be emotional then. I mean, because he knows that he wasn't going to go anywhere. It's easy to say those things when he knows that he does not have to trade Myles Garrett, and he wasn't going to trade Myles Garrett.
Right, but his job as a general manager, as he stated, quote, is not to be emotional.
But I don't think he was emotional in his decision to keep Myles Garrett. And for all I know, and I don't know this, and I'm not speculating, it may not have been his call to keep Myles Garrett. I mean, hell, we've talked about this with Joe Thomas in the past. Okay. Owners can step in at any time and say, you're not trading my guy who's on every single billboard and who the fans love right now. Ain't going to happen. Now, I don't know that. That's not even speculation. What was the second? I knew you were going to bring up with Nick Chubb. What was the second thing you were going to bring up? The board. What was the problem with that again?
Where did the Browns have him on their board? In the fifth round?
Clearly not in the second. Where do you think that he was higher on the board?
I believe on everybody board Shedeur was higher, at least the second round.
So why didn't he get traded? Why didn't he get drafted earlier?
Okay, that's a good question. Everybody dumbfounded.
What were you going to say now, with Nick Chubb?
With Nick Chubb, nobody's saying it in our organization, but Nick Chubb, I love him, but he just don't have it no more. The injuries caught up with him. He's not admitting to that. That's why the Browns is not pursuing him anymore and letting them go off and proceed with else. And one more thing, Andrew Berry is very, very.
Okay, we'll see him.
Ryan, I gotta go. Thank you for the call.
Happy Mother's Day.
Next week. Happy Mother's Day.
Talk to you later. We'll do it later. Another time. Gotta go. Keep moving. That's the end of the show.
Get next week. Hopefully, after the Cavs even the series at 2-2.
We will be back here on Monday. Series deadlocked at 2. Let's go, Cavs.
I believe you when you
Let's
say
go,
that?
Do you see they went from -2 to -4?
What does
Andrew
Vegas
Berry
know?
Looks at the betting market.
What does Vegas know? You tell me that, friends. What do they know in the desert about what's going on in the heartland? John Cougar Mellencamp, whose side is he on?